If you want to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 1, let's start reading at verse 7, and we'll read through verse 10. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. So the Bible says, "For God had not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." You think about that. That means our salvation ain't a hind thought. Amen? Not an afterthought. But it was always on his mind. Verse 10, he said, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." I want to preach just a little bit tonight, just a few minutes. And I promise I'll let you go. And I want to preach on this thought, the testimony of a prisoner of Christ of so great a salvation. Amen? Pretty long title for a short message. Amen? A testimony of a prisoner of Christ of so great a salvation. Now we've looked at these texts, we've preached these texts, we've talked through the 1 and 2 Timothy, I guess a couple of times in the last 2 or 3 years. And we've looked at this, and we've ciphered this, we've studied this, and we've meditated over this. But I want to say, I don't care how many times you look at it, there's always something new. There's always something that you haven't seen before, or you haven't seen in just that way. As we look at this tonight, and we see that Paul is talking to young Timothy in the second epistle of Timothy, we know that that's the last book that he'll ever write. That's the last epistle that Paul would pen down before he was executed, taken out of this world. In other words, I might say it this way, before Jesus come and took him home. Yeah. Amen. We never know what the last thing that we'll do before Jesus comes and takes us home. We don't know. We're not promised. We don't have it pinned down for us like we would think or like we would want. We'd like to know exactly the day, the amount of days, a lot of time that we have on this earth, but we don't know. We're not promised tomorrow. But I'm glad we know the one who holds it. I'm glad he has a purpose and a plan for all of us. And I don't want to be found wanting in my work for him. I want to try to finish my course the best I can. I want to stay on course. I want to stay in the fight. And I want to finish well for my Lord. Amen. That's what Paul was telling young Timothy here about a testimony of so great a prisoner of Christ with so great a salvation. Amen. And he says, "For God hath not given us a spirit of fear." Amen. There's nothing to fear in God. Amen. The only thing we are to fear is failing Him and coming short. Because we'll miss out on the blessings He has for us. Amen. But He's not given us a spirit of fear. But He's given us, but the power and the love and of a sound mind. He said, God's given us power, praise God, that we never thought about harnessing. Amen. Ain't some power in a child of God tonight, and we don't even realize the power that we have. You say, "What are you talking about, Pastor?" I said, "Lord Jesus Christ told the disciples that they was talking about the wonderful, marvelous miracles that He done, and praise God." He said, "Hey, listen, hey, glory be to God." He said, "You'll do greater than these." Amen. He said, if you believe in faith, if we come before God believing, amen, that we're able to do that that's pleasing, well-pleasing, and bring glory to His name, ain't no telling what me and you can do. Amen. You and I. Ain't no telling what we can do. When we harness the power of God in our lives, when we begin to rebuke the devil, amen, for his approaches upon us. Amen. When we begin to call Him out, realize what He is and what He's trying to do. The devil come to tear down and destroy. Amen? But praise God, with the power of God on our side, we can rebuke the devil and say, you know what, devil? In the name of Jesus, praise God, I rebuke you. Get away from me. Get out of my life. Get out of my family. Get out of my church. Praise God, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Say, I've got some power. You, and we have the power, amen, over that would want to come in and destroy. That's why if he would just said, if we'd submit ourselves to God and resist that stinking devil, he'll flee from us.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You get to lay in the power of God and the blood of God upon him. That tide of the blood gets to rolling toward the devil, praise God, he'll run. He'll get away from it. Because he said, we've not been given a spirit of fear, but said, but of power, a spirit of power. Amen. We've been empowered with the spirit of power and a spirit of love. Amen. I've been preaching hard on that. You know why? Because God's been preaching that hard to me. He's been preaching that hard to my heart, praise God, that love of God. Amen. He said, why? It's just like God knocked on my heart's door one day. He said, why can't you be more like me? Amen. Oh, me. He said, well, I mean, I was standing, I was praying. I said, oh, God, you know what I need? He said, yes, I need you to be more like me. Have a heart of love, a heart of compassion. Boy, it just floored me. I said, oh, God, please help me. Amen. To be more like you, to have a heart of compassion, a heart of love. Amen. Praise God. And he said, hey, I'll give you that power. He said, I've given you a spirit of power, so I've given you a spirit of love. And he said, a spirit of a sound mind. Amen. Praise God. He said, so when I come upon you, amen, it gives you that you need, praise God, to take control. Or self-control, if you will. I give you that mind of self-control, amen, to do those things that's pleasing to the Father. You see how Jesus knew so well in his walk, praise God. He done that, amen, he was mindful of what was pleasing to the Father. When we become mindful of what's pleasing to the Father, amen, then we have that spirit of power, that spirit of love, and then that sound mind begins to come into play. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we begin to see the Lord moving, amen. Begin to see the Lord doing those things that God allows us to do through the power that He gives us. But Paul says, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor me His prisoner. So we see here this testimony of the prisoner of God, of this great salvation, or of so great a salvation that he had. And he said, this salvation I got, praise God, it's unique, but it's something that's unreal. It's out of this world. It's a miracle of God. Salvation is. Amen. So he begins to lay it out here what it is. Amen. As a prisoner, testimony of a prisoner of Christ, what so great a salvation. I want to give you about seven of these real quick. We'll run through these and we'll go to the house, all right? Amen. You just lock and load, praise God, and hang on. Amen. Number one, he said, it's according to the power of God. Amen. He said that we have, praise God. He said, it's not according to the world, but he said, what we have is according to the power of God. Amen. In verse 8. The power of God, according to His power. We don't get that. We don't have the influence of the world ain't the one that's going to empower us and give us what we need for God's glory. But he said what we have and what we need, praise God, what God empowers us with, he said, is not of this world. He said it's of a special place and a special means to come down to a special people and a special place for a special purpose. Amen. To take God's people and lift them up and help them to be an encouragement and help them to be empowered from on high. The power that we need. And it's according to the power of God.
Amen.
Now get a hold of this. God has great power. My Bible teaches me that He's omnipotent. Amen. And in other words, He has all power. The Bible says He has all power in heaven and on earth. The Bible said the Lord Jesus Christ, He has all power in heaven and on earth. And when we harness that power, when God gives us that power, it's according to His power that we're empowered. Amen. So what does that mean to you and I?
You and me.
What does that, all of us, what does that mean to us? He said that we have power. Amen. We have power that we don't even realize we had, and it comes from God. It's according to the power of God. It's according to that power that He has. So the power that we have that we can harness, we can use, is the power that comes from God. According to His power. But you say, well, preacher, there's limits to that. Who puts the limits on it? We do. God don't limit His, God's of unlimited power. And He said, according to His power. Amen. He said, so according to His power, the power of God, amen. He said, we have a so great a salvation. According to His power. According to the power of God. Now, Paul's in prison. Locked up. Knows the executioner's a honing the edge of his chopping knife. Amen. Getting it nice and sharp, amen, so he can chop his head off. And Paul's down there and he's writing to Timothy one last time, his beloved son in the gospel. And he's as that executioner's to sharpen that blade to chop his head off, he's talking about the power that he has. According to God, the power of God. Amen. People look at this, they say, man, he was crazy. He was down there, he's locked up, he's chained up, he is bound up, he was powerless. They don't know our God. Amen. Think he's about to be set free, the freest that any man's ever been. Amen. Praise God, God's fixing to take old Paul out of the dungeon, take him out of the chains, praise God, and set him on the gates of glory, amen. Glory be to God, amen, for His glory, and lift him up, amen, way above his purpose of what Paul seen. When old Stephen was out there, and they was rocking him to sleep, the Bible says old Saul was holding their coats, amen, while they rocked old Stephen to sleep. But he said old Stephen was looking up and said the heavens opened up. Jesus stood up at the throne of grace and looked down. Amen. Hey, praise God, maybe reach down from the porch door and received old Stephen up. Amen. Paul was there in the dungeon, in the darkness, praise God, in the pit. Amen. He looked up and he said, Timothy, praise God, according to the power of God, we're going to rise above this. We're going to come out of here. We're going to come out of here shouting and giving God glory. Amen. Old Paul probably looked up. He was thinking about old Stephen. He said, glory to God, one day, just a little while, Timothy, the power of God, the glory of God, going to just reach down. He's going to take me up out of here just like He did old Stephen. Amen. And I just see him in my mind's eye. He said, Lord God, he said, I almost see the heavens opening now. Amen. Glory be to God. I can hear the drum roll thing about to play out. Amen. For the glory of God. And he said, it's all according to the power of God. What Paul was saying here, he said, you know what? I don't have any control over this situation. He said, it's out of my hands. Amen. He said, I have absolutely no say in what's going on right here now. But praise God, I'm glad it's according to the power of my God. Amen. He is my deliverer. He's going to bring me out in a little while. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Bless His holy name. He said, you know what? He says, Timothy, he said, you know where I got this power? Amen. He said, I got it through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, it's given us in Christ Jesus, verse 9. Amen. He said, this power, according to God, is given to me, praise God, in Christ Jesus. I'm empowered through my Savior. Amen. My power is from my Savior who has all power in heaven and on earth. And He empowers me, praise God, just keep pressing on. He empowers me to just keep a looking up. He empowers me to just keep getting my strength from the throne of grace. He empowers me when the devil's trying to take away the power. When the devil's trying to put in the wrong influence, praise God. The Lord Jesus Christ empowers me. The power we have given to us in Him. Praise His holy name. All that He said, according to His own purpose and grace is given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Jesus looked down and he said, that'd be a day. He said, there's going to be a little old group of people that's going to need to be empowered. There's going to be some people up there at Stony Fort Baptist Church is going to have some unusual power and strength in their lives. There's going to be some ordeals. There's going to be some situations that they're going to go through. There's going to be some things that they don't understand. But he said, praise God, I'm going to send them some unusual power from on high. And we get that power, that empowerment from the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, what a salvation. Amen. How great a salvation we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. He brings that power down to us from the throne of grace. Amen. Think about that. He takes it from up here and he brings it down here to where we are. And he puts it on the bottom shelf where we can all get it. Amen. Praise God. Ain't that good? Amen. That's what the Lord does. He gives it to us, praise God, on purpose. Amen. Now notice something, it's not. It's not according to work, to our works. Amen. He says here in verse 9, he said, not according to our works. Amen. But it's according to what Christ has done. Amen. In other words, God gives us grace, he pours us grace, he gives us power, he empowers us. What Paul's saying, he said, Timothy, just remember, you can't reach up in the throne of grace and pull down power. Amen. Said you can't physically get a hold of the strength and the power and the strength and the things that you need. But praise God, when we put our faith in God, and we put our faith in Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, and we begin to reach up, amen, he hands it down to us. Amen. He gives it to us in liberal fashion, that we need to be encouraged. That we need to be strengthened and empowered in the last days we live. We're living in the last days of grace, in case you don't know. Amen. You look at what's going on in the nation of Israel. I mean, they're coming down on that poor little old nation. They're bringing them before the UN Council now and try to get them for war crimes because they defended themselves. They've got charged, I forget how many charges on Benjamin Netanyahu for war crimes. Because he stood faithful, he stood true, because he's protected his people. Amen. He don't play. If you want to come at him, come on. But he's going to come back. And he'll hit you tenfold as hard as you hit him. Now that's amazing to me because that little old nation is just a spot in the road compared to these others. But praise God, God has empowered them with power from on high. Amen. And when they come against him, praise God, they're coming against God Almighty. They're not going to win. Amen. Because Israel has an Almighty God that's fighting their battles for them. You look from 1948 to now. You look at the Six-Day War, praise God. They went in there and just wiped out people that was far superior to them. With a whole lot less weaponry. Amen. But they had their common sense and they had the Holy God. Amen. They had God Almighty on their side. Praise God. And they said, well, you ought to just flee. All these other nations come against them. Well, you ought to just flee and run. Like a bunch of scared children. Amen. But they said, you know what? God said he's not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and a spirit of love. Amen. Praise God. And a spirit of a sound mind. We're just going to stand here, praise God, for the glory of God, and we're just going to see God Almighty do again what he promised he'd do. Amen. That's just one little example. But he does the same thing every day, even for you and I, in our lives, in our situations. It's not what we do, but it's what he's done and what he's doing. In Ephesians chapter 2, he says, for by grace, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. Amen. He said, how are we saved? By grace through faith. Amen. It's God's grace that riches at Christ's expense, that unmerited favor of God that comes down to that we don't deserve, that we can't earn, but it comes down to us through faith. Believing that he is a God and believing he's real. Amen. Now, we've been teaching on this on Wednesday night. If you missed it, you missed a great big chunk of glory, of the glory of God. But we've been teaching on the, we were taught on the Word of God, how real and true it is. We taught on the God of heaven, amen, the Creator, the God, God Himself, amen, Jehovah, the great I Am. And we talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the Lord. And we talked Wednesday night about who He is. Jesus Christ the Lord. Jesus is the Savior, amen, of God. That Christ is that anointed one, the Messiah of God. Amen. And the Lord is the Lord Almighty, the Master, the one that's in control, the one that's large and in charge. Amen. Praise God. So we see these aspects in this as it plays out, and we realize that it's not according to works that we've done, but it's all because of what He's done. Amen. Not by grace, but for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. See, we can't conjure it up. We can't even conjure up our faith. My faith is be about that big, if it was in me. But God in His Word, praise God, because I believe Him, because I've received Him, I've got a great big faith. It's real. When I get in a bind, praise God, you know who I'm going to call on? The Lord. Amen. When situations come up, you know what? The first person comes in my mind? The Lord. When I get into hardships, when I get in indecision, you know who the first person to come in my mind is? The Lord. The Lord Jesus Christ. He comes into play. Amen. So it's not of works, lest any man should boast. Man, we can't conjure Him up. We can't make it up, praise God. We cannot work it up. Amen. It's not according to our works, but it's according to what Jesus Christ has done for us. Amen. He's already accomplished in us, through us, and for us. Amen. Praise God. Number four, it says it's according to His own purpose and grace. Amen. It's according to His own purpose and grace. That's what so great a salvation accumulates. How it accumulates, because of His purpose and His grace. It's what God wants to do for us and through us and in us, praise God. To make us, to bring us that place of redemption. He came to His own and they received Him not. Amen. But He came to seek and to save the lost. Amen. He came to call the lost to repentance. They might be saved, praise God. He came to redeem the lost from the pit of hell according to His own purpose and His grace. Amen. It was a purpose that He had. God had a purpose from the very beginning. See, we talked about this when we talked about creation, that God created the heavens and the earth and everything we have. He created it for a purpose. And He put us here for a purpose, to worship Him glory, to worship Him and give Him glory. To lift up His name and be a light and a witness to the world. Amen. So it was for God's purpose, but according to His purpose, that He gave us this simple plan of salvation, a testimony of so great a salvation, the salvation that we have in Christ Jesus. And He gave it to us on purpose. Amen. And He gave it to us by His grace. Amen. According to His own purpose and grace. God gives us grace. For by grace are we saved through faith. So God extends to us grace on purpose. Amen. It's not by accident that we have the grace of God. It's not by accident we receive this power that God has to give us. Amen. It's a channel and a conduit through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we receive this on purpose. So it's a purpose of God. God purposed in His heart through His grace, amen, that great love that He has for us to give us that we need. Amen. A testimony of so great a salvation. Bless His holy name. But He said it's now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ. How does it manifest? How it come to us? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's manifest to us by Him. Amen. We spoke of that this morning, how that Jesus said, I will manifest myself to you. Amen. And Judas, not a scared, he said, Lord, he said, how will you manifest yourself to us and not to the whole world? Not unto the whole world. Amen. He said, because he said, those that love the Father, amen, they love and love me. And he said, because of that love that we have for each other, amen, he said, it'll be manifest. And you'll see this power that God has through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Through our Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, that's how it manifestation comes. He said, that's how it appears. We've seen it in Christ. God give it to us in reflection of Himself. In the Lord, that's who Christ is. You know that. He's just a reflection of our Heavenly Father. And we can see God the Father in Christ Jesus. He said, Philip, if you've seen me, he said, you've seen the Father. Amen. A manifestation of who Christ is. Bless His holy name. A manifestation now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ. That's how we see Him. That's how we recognize that so great a salvation, the testimony of a salvation. Praise God that we have, we can attain to. Amen. Now you say, well, preacher, why do we need that? Because it does away with those things that we dread so much, those things that we fear in the future. I mean, I don't know about you, but a lot of people have got fears of the future. They're afraid of what the future holds. Amen. But he goes on and he says in number 6, he said it implies the abolishing of death. Amen. Verse 10, he said, who hath abolished death? Praise God. He says, God, that means to abolish it is to get rid of it, to take it out of the way. And said, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He's abolished death. He's took death and He's got it out of the way. You say, well, preacher, I worry about dying. Amen. Listen, I don't worry so much about dying. I worry about living. Amen. I worry about living in a way that's pleasing to the Lord. Amen. Dying's a coming. Amen. It's on our trail. I mean, you can't do nothing about it. Amen. I'm glad we don't know when it's coming. Amen. You say, why? Because we'd probably live like the devil till the day before and then try to get right. Amen. Oh, me. That's what we would do. I'm glad we don't know when it's coming. But he said, praise God. He said, testimony is the greatest salvation. He said, it's abolished death. Who abolished death? The Lord Jesus Christ. He took it out of the way. In Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, just a few books over in verse 9. In verse 9 he says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Amen. Now, I want to say this. I thought about this. Boy, I about had me a spell. I was over there in the study today. Brother Bud, I was over there in the study, and I got to reading that. And he said, I read that part there. 3 or 4 times I read that verse there. Where Jesus had tasted death for every man. And there was just something there that I thought, Lord, what am I missing right here? So what am I missing here? Why can't I? Hey, was something you want to show me, Lord? I can't seem to get a hold of. What is it? And I sat there and I prayed and I meditated on it. All of a sudden it was like a light went off of my head. And he said, He tasted death for every man. What he was saying, Jesus tasted death for you, and He tasted death for me. And you know what he said? He said, I don't like that attire. Praise God, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to take it away. I'm going to abolish it, take it out of the picture, so nobody have to worry about it no more.
Amen.
I said, glory. He didn't like it. He said, they ain't going to like it. He said, you won't like it either, so don't worry about it. If you'll trust me, I'm going to take it out of the way. He said, so you can just go out here a shouting and a praising and giving God glory, and you don't have to worry about dying. Amen. Glory to God, I about had me a spell. Thought I had good legs, I'd have run, jumped the fence, and took a lap around the barn and run around, jumped on the horse and took a lap and had me a spell. Amen. Because Jesus said, you know what? He said, I've tasted death for you, and I don't like it, and you won't either, so I'm just going to get it out of the way. I'm going to abolish it. I'm going to write it off and it won't be no more. Praise God. He said, for it became Him for whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of our salvation perfect through sufferings. Now that captain of salvation, I told you before, that's the one that leads the way. Amen. He knows our sufferings. He knows what we're going through. Remember, the Bible says He knows the feeling of our infirmities, our weaknesses, our lack of strength. He said, for both He that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified, now watch this, are all of one. Amen. You know about the Lord Jesus Christ and you and I. And He said, we're all in the same family. Praise God. He said, we're one together. And He ain't going to forsake us, and I surely ain't going to forsake Him. Amen. That's why I said this morning, we need to learn to love Him. Amen. To get as close to Him as we can. To realize, praise God, we need Him. Amen. Let me just stop and back up right here. Lord, brought my attention. You young people, let me say this to you. You need your mother and father. Amen. You need your parents to help you along the way. And when you get to a point that you think you don't need them more, praise God, you better just snuggle up to them and love on them more, because you'll need them more, praise God, later on than you do right now. Amen. You'll need each other, and parents, you'll need those children one day. And we better love each other and grow, because just like Jesus loved us, we need Him. He needs us, praise God, to be partakers in the family. We need each other, young, to love each other and come together for the glory of God. I said this morning, that's the only way we're going to fix America, is to begin to love each other. Show forth the love of God, which calls He is not ashamed to call them brethren. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren, in the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. And again, I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children which God hath given me. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, He also Himself took part of the same. Amen. He was born of a virgin. Amen. You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Took part of the same. Amen. That through death He might destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The devil. Amen. Jesus said, I'm going to stump the devil, destroy the devil. I'm going to take away from the devil that he desires more than anything else, is to destroy you and I in death. He said, I'm going to take that out of his hands. I'm going to take that out of his control. Amen. Praise God. He said, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. But God Almighty Jesus, Paul told Timothy, praise God, he said, Timothy, but you don't worry about that. He said, God Almighty through the Lord Jesus Christ has abolished death. Amen. He said, they tell you that I'm fixing to die. He said, don't you believe it, son. Don't you believe him, this old preacher man's going to die. Praise God, I'm just beginning to live. Amen. Praise God, that executioner's coming. He may drop that knife across my head, and my head may roll into a basket. But he said, I've never been so free in my life. I've never been so alive as right now. Praise God. He said he came to abolish death. That's what so great a salvation brings. Praise God. You say, well, preacher, what does that do? It brings us assurance. Amen. It assures us of life and immortality. He said, Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Amen. He said, what's happened? He said, He assures us of life and immortality. Amen. Jesus Christ the Lord gives us life, real life, true life, living life. Amen. Life in abundance. And He gives us immortality. You realize today, hello? Do you realize today that you're a mortal human being? Man. Is there anybody in here tonight immortal? Amen. Some people say, I don't even know what that means. Amen. It means you're mortal. It means you're just a human being. You're no Superman. Amen. You don't have superpowers. You're not invincible. Amen. But he said, God says, you know what? He said, Timothy, he said, I'm going to give you life in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm going to give you let you begin to really live life, to love life, and to begin to experience real life. You don't know what real life is till you get life in Jesus. Till we get our lives, amen, centered in the Lord Jesus Christ, we don't realize what real living is. Amen. We'd run around the world without hope. Amen. Without God, lost, with no hope in this world. Amen. That's what Paul said. Amen. But he said he hath brought life and immortality. Amen. He says, in other words, through the gospel, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through what we know, through the teaching, instructing the word. Praise God. He said, we have Lord Jesus Christ, and said, we're offered immortality. And he said, because death has been abolished, and we've been given life unto immortality. That means we're immortal. That means we're not just mortal men. We're not just human beings. Amen. But we've been given life that's out of this world. And we've been given an existence that's out of this world. We've been given bodies, praise God. We've been given souls and spirits down inside us that's become like supermen, superwomen. Amen. That can't be destroyed, can't be torn down, praise God. It can just be lifted and magnified and made bigger and better for the glory of God. Amen. As He begins to work on us. Paul says, Timothy, praise God. He said, don't let you get a man. Now I can see Paul telling Timothy this. And you got to remember, Timothy was from Paul's teachings, Timothy was kind of sickly. And he said, even to the point that Paul told him, said, Timothy said, you need to take you a little wine, a little grape juice for your often infirmities. Amen. Your awful weaknesses, lacks of strength. That grape juice. Do you know grape juice has some more antioxidants in it than just about anything else? Amen. What about Jesus and knowing that? Amen. That it had healthful things in it. Amen. But he said, he's telling Timothy this, he's instructing them in this. And he said, you know what? He said, I'm giving you life. He said, I'm giving you immortality. He said, you know that old body that afflicts you so much? All those problems that you have? He said, praise God. He said, you just need to begin to look past those. Just look past the afflictions, look past the things that's pulling you down, that's dragging you down, that's causing you problems. Look past those and just look to glory and just begin to praise God for His goodness. Because one day in a little while this will all be gone. It'll all fade away, praise God, and there won't be nothing but perfect soundness. Immortality. He said, Timothy, just a little while, praise God, you're going to be like Superman. Amen. Of course, Paul didn't know nothing about Superman according to what we think as it, but he knew about a Superman, which is Christ Jesus the Lord. He was God, 100% God, and He was 100% man. He said, praise God, if we'll trust in Him, He's got a plan and a purpose for our life, and He'll bring us out. And Paul said in his testimony as a prisoner, Lord Jesus Christ, he said, oh, Timothy, what great salvation we have in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to say, church tonight, what great salvation we have in Christ Jesus the Lord. What God's done in these few simple verses. God's laid out His plan of salvation and His love for me and you. Amen. His plan and His purpose, praise God, for your life and mine. To bring us, to draw us unto Himself and deliver us safe over on yonder shore in just a little while. Life is fleeting, Brother Kevin. It's like a vapor and it's gone. You look up one day, you're 15 high, chomping at your bit to get your driver's license. Can't wait to get them driver's license. You get them driver's license, you go out, you go for a drive down the street, you come in, pull in the driveway, and you're 55 years old. Amen. Amen. I'm telling you, youngins, it's fleeting, it's just a moment, and it's gone. But Paul tells Timothy, praise God, he said, Timothy, don't worry about it. A testimony from prison. He says, the greatest salvation. He said, don't worry about it, Timothy. God's got this thing. And He's got you also. Amen. And glory be to God, in just a little while, we're going to be with Him where He is. He said, but unto then, he said, just keep pressing on and praising God. He said, form you a testimony of so great a salvation. Amen. We need to be forming our own testimony as a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're bound in Him because we want to be. Amen. We're that bond servant. Amen. I pulled up one day and pulled up to the door. My Lord Jesus Christ is my owner, my master, praise God. Put my ear to the door and I said, here. Gave him the awe and I said, here, Lord, punch it through. Amen. What they would do, the slaves would allow their owners to punch a hole in their ear, and it was a sign that they gave themselves completely to the master. Amen. They said, you know what? I love you so much. You've been so good to me, praise God. They said, well, I'm going to turn you loose. I'm going to set you free. He said, praise God, just punch a hole in my ear. I'm yours. Amen.